Track 302.
Scrimshaws, also known as scrimshantering, haberdashing, and scrimshaunting, represents a unique window into maritime culture. The origin of the word remains in doubt, but it is generally thought to mean any sort of frivolous, fancy handwork made in one's spare time. It is not a uniquely American art form, with British, Russian, Norwegian, and Australian pieces documented. British scrimshaw is particularly important, and there are many great pieces, including plaques made from the large rectangular sections of bone cut from the lower jaw of the sperm whale and engraved with whaling scenes. These panoramic or large-scale whaling scenes engraved on sperm whale jawbone were often made by British whalemen and are among the most elaborate documentary whaling scenes ever produced. Ship surgeon William Lewis Roderick, who sailed on three sperm whaling voyages from London in the 1840s, was one particularly famous plaque engraver. His distinctive sperm whaling scene engraved with polychrome blue water stands out as an exceptional example of the genre. When whalemen had nothing else to do, particularly on the homeward passage, they produced art. How that art manifests itself provides a window into their personal relationships with family and friends, influential reading material, incredibly skilled dexterity and handwork, and their own ideas about their job hunting whales. It was most frequently anonymous, although with enough research, sometimes the artists can be identified. William A. Gilpin is one such example. For years, the artist was simply known as the Ceres Artisan for engraved whale's teeth associated with the whale ship Ceres of Wilmington, Delaware in the mid-1830s. He is known to have engraved at least 17 teeth and one busk. He mainly concentrated on images of sailors and female figures of hope, generally a woman leaning on an anchor, on a pair of sperm whale teeth, or both figures on one tooth. He was identified as the maker through a long series of research threads and comparative analysis or pieces with a known provenance. Seldom is there any such verifiable information about ships, voyages, or artists to be found on a piece of scrimshaw, although occasionally, as in the case of Roderick, such incredible pieces are encountered.